It's a burning question for River Wireless as well. We've been thinking about a new record for a while, and we've been working on it. I'm feeling good about it. Yeah. It's going to be fun and different, and we've incorporated a lot of different folk music from different areas across the globe, and everything has made me move while playing it and has affected me in a certain way, and I think the guys are feeling the same, and we're pretty stoked to get it out into the world, I think, in 2016.
Okay. So I guess the nuts and bolts here, some of the tracks have been laid down out in Astoria, is that right?
Oregon? We did the first half at La La Land Studios in Louisville, Kentucky, with a guy named Kevin Ratterman.
Now, you guys have been there before.
We did our EP, our last EP there. And we had so much fun, we decided to go back. There's a lot of cool equipment, and it feels nice. The lighting, the vibe, everything is very, very, it's perfect.
Conducive.
For what we're trying to do. And then in the West Coast, we hooked up with the band Horse Feathers recently and started playing some gigs and became pretty close. They've been our comrade band this year. And we did a
whole string of dates.
We did
in
a
the
string
Northeast,
of dates
Northwest.
In the East Coast, and then we decided we liked it so much to go ahead and do it again in the West, and started spitballing and realized that maybe we could do some more recording out there. The second string of overdub recording, you know,
okay.
Maybe get some strings or extra percussion or some extra vocalists, maybe even a clarinet here or there, or. I'm trying to give a little hints, but I'm afraid that maybe, you know, what if the clarinet isn't on the record? I don't know. I'm afraid to talk about it. But, so we went out to the West Coast in Astoria, Oregon,
right,
where the lead singer of Horse Feathers has a house there, and we set up shop for about 11 days, and it was so cool. Every morning we could hear the ships were coming in. They had these giant freight ships that come in on the Columbia River.
Big port out there.
Yeah, and the sea lions come up on the docks there. And I used to think that a sea lion was kind of a cool animal. But I went down and hung out with them in the mornings. And they are the grumpiest.
Not so much.
Weirdest. They're like grumpy old men. They just kind of make the weirdest noises. But anyway, we heard that every morning. And it's just a lush environment. And it's kind of a salty sea town. And we gained a little bit of inspiration from there. So this is a coast-to-coast sort of record, I think it's going to be something new for the listeners of River Wireless, hopefully in a good way.
The burning question is, do the sea lions make the cut and onto the record?
I got some field recordings. It's just finding the proper place to put a sea lion. It's not as easy
it's
as you
delicate.
Think. Yeah, it needs to be kind of back in the mix and where someone least expects it. But we tend to sneak in secret noises into our records. We've got an acorn and some sea glass and a mortar and pestle in one of our older records.
Right,
and
we had a
different band before, and we whispered some secret messages behind our music. There's, you know, you got to have a little fun if you're going to make a record that people are going to listen to. And nowadays they make really nice headphones. So
right.
You just want to sneak in a little bit of secrets here and there.
So just speaking of the found sound kind of thing, was there something along the way that turned you on to doing that, manipulating sounds, going out and doing field recording?
I think this is going to be a strange explanation, and the guys in the band might get on me for this, but most of us are poor. We're
right.
Pretty poor, and we can't afford, you know, not dirt poor, but poor enough to not afford the right instrument that makes the sound we want to make.
Right. Well, the translation for poor is musician, unfortunately.
We are musicians, and we have to sort of MacGyver the musical ideas sometimes. I think Dusty from Horse Feathers, or no, Nate, the violinist of Horse Feathers, when we were recording, we want a certain type of shaker sound, and he brought two pieces of sandpaper rolled up and rubbed them together.
That was it.
And it was the coolest shaker sound I'd ever heard. Wasn't a shaker, but two pieces of sandpaper are a little cheaper if you get them from Lowe's than if you go to a music store and get an expensive shaker. But so it was a lot of that type of thing. If we wanted a tinker sound, take some change out of your pocket
and everybody
drop it into a jar.
Right. See which one really
and it's a little more fun, and you know it's going to be a little more different than the factory
right.
shaker sound.
Right. Now, if you how much of this gets processed? I know you guys are sticklers for organic processing and production, I guess. But in terms of some of the found sounds and that kind of thing, do you ever go down the rabbit hole of going, oh no, a little bit more reverb here is just, you know?
Oh, sure. And we are sticklers, and we've known to take the purest route from time to time. But I think, you know, music is such an open book, and sounds can be found in many different ways.
Sure.
You can make a cool noise from a computer just the same. And I love to fight for the old stuff and the traditional stuff. But if the stone hitting the wood floor sounds cooler with reverb, then put some reverb on it. Who's there to tell you not to? Just do it. If it sounds better and you like the way it feels, throw an effect on there. So we do that sometimes. It
follow
just
your passion. Be creative.
Yeah.
We're chatting with Hallie Anderson here at WNCW. We're going to explore some of her influences in this hour as they contribute to her musical work and that of River Wireless. And she's been busy digging around the libraries and finding a few tidbits. And maybe we should go ahead and set up the first tune.
Yeah, let's do
it. And maybe you want to preface this with any particular remarks?
Sure. Most of these I remember where I heard them for the first time. The tunes that stick with me the longest are the ones that have a very distinct memory attached to them. This one, I went to college at Appalachian State, and I was having one of my first dates with a guy there. And we were in his dorm room, awkwardly sitting there, not knowing what to do. We'd run out of conversation, and that was the moment where maybe a kiss might happen. And I was so nervous, and I remember just not knowing what to do. And he was, too, and he stood up and he put a record on. He said, "Hey, have you heard this? I want you to hear this record." And that record saved me in that moment because I was not ready to be kissing that boy. And he put on Terry Reed, and the song was "Ooh, Baby, Make Me Feel So Young." So I imagine maybe he was prepping for something. But the Terry Reed was supposed to play, or was one of the contenders for Robert Plant's job in Led Zeppelin.
Right.
I think Jimmy Page had wanted Terry Reed to sing lead, and Terry decided to go on his own way. He was playing with Cream at the time. But anyway, you might hear some of the Led Zeppelin, why he might have worked in Robert Plant's stead. But
all
anyway,
right. So we've set it up. It's Terry Reed on NCW. It's WNCW. We're digging a little Terry Reed there. Ooh, baby, you make me feel so young. As recommended by our guest this afternoon, Hallie Anderson of River Wireless. She's in the studio here at WNCW, and we're just chatting and carrying on. She's got a few days off in advance of the band doing some dates, finally, back here in the old North State and thereabouts. We've got coming up on the 10th next week. Playing the Willow Tree in Johnson City, Tennessee. We got a date on the 11th. That would be Friday night, right? At the Evening Muse in Charlotte. And then back home, like a hometown gig.
Yeah.
At the Isis Music Hall and Restaurant in West Asheville. That is on December the 12th. So 3 days in a row right here in the area. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to that Isis show, so...
I am too.
I bet. It's a wonderful room. And I guess the last time y'all were in town, you played Mothlight, right?
We were at the Mothlight, yes.
Right. So everybody loves the Mothlight. Slightly different vibe just up the street at the Isis. So
yeah, we love the Mothlight too. We're just switching it up. Being in Asheville, you get the opportunity to go to a bunch of different places and maybe move to a bigger room, see what happens.
Right,
And I'm thrilled. We don't get to play in Asheville very often. And it's nice. My family, my grandparents come. It's great.
It's the family affair.
Yeah. Know?
That's cool. And this show, you're going to have, I'm sure you're going to have special guests. It's a hometown gig, right?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. We, we're slow in the preparation of the gig. So we'll see. Now you've inserted the idea in my head. So now I'm going to have to throw somebody up there to the wolves.
There we go. That's right. Feed the hungry crowd. So, back to the new album. Since since everybody's out there with bated breath waiting for this thing, are we down to a final mixdown?
All the tracks have been recorded,
okay.
And we're at the stage where the four of us and Justin, who's producing for Justin Ringel of Horse Feathers, he's helping us produce it.
Yeah,
we're all going to sit down and go through all of the sounds that we've made. because as we said earlier, we've made a lot of random noises.
Right.
We're going to go through all the instruments and auxiliary stuff and pick what we like as a group. And that will be fun. That's the family affair where we get to sit and eat and drink and just figure it out. Figure out what sounds best.
So you have, if maybe we'll explain this to folks that may not be involved in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the basic song construction. You've laid down, you found some comfort with the skeleton of the song.
We started in Kentucky by doing the guitar, drums, and bass, and occasional violin if it was part of the rhythm
right.
element of the song. So we did the bass, the rhythmic heartbeat of the song, the vibe, the feeling. We started with that in Kentucky, and then all the bells and whistles and the secondary fun part comes on the West Coast when we did vocals and harmonies and strings and extra instruments, shakers. One little shaker will change the whole part, adds right. a little bit.
So it's now we're into the whole sonic enhancement.
We did a lot of sonic enhancement on the West Coast, and now we have to dehance a little bit. we need to peel some of it back. We wanted to make a very stripped down record like our EP, or just add a few more things, but we ended up having too much fun, and we
right.
recorded so
right.
many things. So now we have to pick what really does the song justice, what helps it out, and what may be too much.
Right.
That's
right.
kind of a hard decision because it all sounds good. When you get excited, every little thing sounds good.
Right.
So we just have to, hash it out, and everyone has to say their piece and fight for what part they like, and we'll...
Now, in the band, you still have three songwriters?
We have four now.
Everybody's contributing.
Yeah, okay. That's the difference of this new record is that we've moved more into a larger collaborative effort. Everybody's writing. The drummer's writing too. Everyone's putting words in, and it's about 25% input all the way. So that's going to change the sound a little bit, but I think in a more mature, in a better way.
Does everybody write in a different fashion? Some folks will write with a melody in mind. Some folks will come at it with just the lyric content and say, here's the skeleton. Let's flesh it out from here.
Music is magical in the sense that sometimes you can't predict how a song is born. They just sort of spontaneously combust.
True that.
There is a method, and I'll take certain... I'll go and set up a candle and get my glass of wine and make sure the light's right. And I'll set the whole thing up and sit down and nothing will come out.
Right.
Or I'll play for hours and nothing comes out. And then sometimes between work and lunch or something, I'll sit down and boom, it just pops. It just
right.
happens. But as far as the guys in the band, I think we all have a little skeleton of a song, maybe some filler lyrics and the chords that we like. And we bring it to the band and the band changes it. Inevitably, for the good, it's hard to let go of things sometimes. We all have continuous debates in the band room. Yeah, when it is a collaborative effort, everybody's opinion needs to be heard. So we travel down many roads, and it's a long process. That's why it takes River Wireless a while to get our records out.
Right.
But in the end, it's the most unique thing because you put these four brains together, and you get a new brain that isn't. It's different.
Uber brain.
Right. Uber brain. Yeah. So, or maybe you get one brain. I don't really know. Like half a brain. I don't really know how we work, but it's cool.
It is cool. The results show that. Hallie Anderson in studio here at WNCW. She's brought some tunes in to show us some of her influences. So let's find another one or two here. And ma'am, I will allow you to set the next one up.
This next one is a more modern... song. It's by Leslie Feist, and it's off of her record Metals, and it's called The Bad in Each Other, and she's one of my favorite contemporary female singer-songwriters.
a little Van Morrison on your Friday afternoon. I Want to Rue You from the Tupelo Honey release. And before that, Feist, The Bad in Each Other. These tunes are being handpicked with care by our very own DJ Hallie Anderson here. She's live in the studio with me. Just a reminder that her fine musical outfit, River Wireless, playing on the 10th at the Willow Tree in Johnson City, the 11th in Charlotte at the Evening Muse, and on December the 12th, next Saturday, playing the Isis in Asheville, West Asheville, to be proper. Will that be a tacky Christmas sweater party?
Oh, yeah, if you want.
There we go. Okay.
I'm not. No rules are made. If you want to, if you want to wear that weird sweater with the kitty cat on it, do it.
See, another opportunity for merchandising for the River Wireless, the tacky Christmas sweater. Coming soon to the digital store near you. We were talking about y'all riding, since everybody in the band is riding now. I was curious, you're spending so much time on the road these mm-hmm. days. Has the road enhanced your
wrinkles?
your riding ability? No, there are no wrinkles. Come on.
The road is tough. It can get in the way when you're busy riding in the van. Isn't the most inspirational place in our van specifically. We've got it's really noisy. The wind blows because there's no air system for it. So it's pretty noisy, and it feels like a giant boat that's being pushed way too fast.
Sounds like the next crowdfunding initiative. Right?
Yeah, that's what you funny. Might get a lot of Scared for Your Life songs. but we've been renting. We rented a van last time, and it was quieter. But the road is hard. When you sit in one place, more elements can sink into you, like through osmosis. And for me, it's easier to write when I'm more at peace.
Okay.
But I know that Ryan has been riding a little bit on the road recently. He's found a groove where he can sort of sneak up to the attic of a house that we're staying at, or we camp a lot. He'll kind of disappear with a guitar. He's been able to crank out a few tunes on the road. We've got one on the record that he wrote in my parents' house when we were playing in Cincinnati, and he wrote a song in my mom's attic, I guess, while we were there holed up for a day. And I was so impressed that he was able to crank out a tune in one moment. And it's a reference to sort of our life right now in the band.
Nice.
But for me, it's difficult. I have to be in a place for a while.
Settled.
But I can write new parts when we're playing live. If you play the same songs every night in a different city, sometimes you can develop new parts that you didn't know that you liked. That kind of writing exists.
Do you build into the song structure when you're performing live? Do you have preconceived areas where there is going to be an allotment of soloing and improvisation?
There are moments of planned chaos, mm-hmm. I'd say, where there are some magical moments that enter songs where it's different every night.
Right.
We do have a few moments where we know that that's going to be the moment where something different is done. That's our freedom for the evening. Because sometimes one can feel like a broken record on the road. You're playing the same songs every night, and you have to keep it interesting for yourself so that you're playing a genuine show for everyone that's listening.
Because
you want, that's a big thing for us. We want to be honest in what we're doing. We want to feel it always. And when you make your passion your job, it can be difficult at times. So it's those magical moments where we can improvise that, for me at least, keeps me on my toes, and it makes me feel like I'm still creating and making music, and then I'm sharing a unique moment with a different room every night. It's not the same moment, and so it feels a little more genuine to be able to share a special moment each night.
Sure.
And so those moments are necessary,
right.
I believe, in live shows.
Are you all capturing every show for, say, a potential live release?
No, we haven't looked into that. I think there's something different about our live show that we've never been able to put our finger on it and do it for records. So it is a unique experience. And we haven't done that. I think that could be a good idea in the future, as long as I didn't know about it. When I know I'm being recorded, I behave differently.
That's right. You'll alter your behavior for sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, of all the songs that were written for this potential album,
mm-hmm.
Are you leaving any on the cutting room floor, or is everything potentially going to make it onto the record?
We tried to write extra songs, but the ones that are really gonna do something for us tend to rear their heads pretty soon.
You'll know them.
I think we know which ones are going on, and I think we're gonna take all of them except for maybe one and a half.
All right.
There are different pieces that we might be leaving in the dust that some people like more than others, and we tend to write in a way that we release a record, then we'll write another one and scrap the whole thing. And then write another one and release it.
Right.
So there's always a 1.5 that never sees the light of day because we're very particular about what we're going to go with. We're ever changing. So if one song doesn't keep up with our progress, then it gets left behind.
Right.
So there are those in the dark depths of my iTunes library and weird folders.
And
labeled secret in my computer.
Then you have the 2.0 version, which happens when you get on stage.
That's right. Yeah.
It all gets altered.
Yeah.
We're talking with Hallie Anderson here on WNCW. She's got her list of hit songs that she really wants to share with you guys. And since we were talking about the strange instrumentation that may or may not be part of this upcoming new album, I noticed we've got kind of a jazzy thing here on the on your hit list.
Do you think
of songs? Yeah. Yeah. What you got there?
Man, I hope you guys like this. Wait, where are you talking about the fourth one or the fifth one?
Oh, we have moved to the fourth one, which is obviously not a jazz influenced number. So I will let you set that one up.
Well, I'm sorry to this guy for not letting him be jazzy, but when I was picking songs, it's hard to choose five or six songs out of all the ones in the world that you may like.
And your influences.
And I felt like I was personally offending these artists if I didn't choose them. So this one's not out of left field or anything, but he's a classic man that I'll never get tired of his music. This is Hank Williams singing Long Gone Lonesome Blues.
I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. But I got to the river so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord.
It's the King, Hank Williams, on WNCW. Scotty here this afternoon, along with Hallie Anderson, as we chat about her influences and where the River Wireless is going these days with a brand new recording. We don't have a date, right? I mean, you guys are far enough out with this thing that
I'd be in trouble if I tried to make up a date.
I was going to say, your band members are throwing things at the at their speakers right now.
I would say summer, fall of 2016, with some early teasers and snippets leading up to that. Yeah.
Okay, obviously, along with that, another fierce season of touring, I would imagine. To reinforce the album?
I think when spring comes around, to prep for the record, we'll be hitting the road again. But for the winter, we might take a little time, try to write the next record so we can get ahead of the game here.
Right, right. So is the gig at the Isis on the 12th, is that the last show for the year?
That's got some closure to it, yeah. I think that'll be... We'll be playing gigs around town, Ryan and I and Dan, and we all play.
Right.
We'll play at dinner places in Asheville when we're taking. You can't take time off for that long.
No.
But as far as River Wireless, yeah, I think until spring, this will be our last Asheville or our last show, last end of the tour kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do you guys do any number of house concerts, or is it more the club and festival thing?
We do everything. It's fun to shake it up. I would hate to see the same innards of a room every evening. You know, house shows are special in the fact that they're intimate and you get to meet everybody and there's oftentimes really nice food.
Yep.
And I think we might get a little antsy around January, February when the dog days of winter come around and we want to do something. We might play a secret house show or something in town or something a little more intimate. Yeah.
Nice. Is there a a feeling within the group towards club dates versus festivals? From my point of view, not making the music that you guys create, it's a beautiful, organic, delicate sound. And it seems to me, just being a guy that's absorbing it, that it would be more difficult to pull that off on a big stage. But yet you guys have been playing some of the biggest stages in the country these days.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's more difficult in a festival setting because the sound is lost into the ether of the openness of being on an outdoor stage. We tend to cater our sets a little differently when we play a festival. It's different. Sometimes we want a room where everybody's quiet and a pin, you hear a pin drop, and you can hear all the little nuances and what we're trying to get across. Sometimes right. that gets lost. So it's, you know, we enjoy those moments, but at the same time, there's something to be said for people that are dancing and enjoying the music and having fun and being rowdy and cheering. And it just, every night's different. Depends on, you know, how the day went and what mood you're in. Sometimes we're starving to be heard and we're starving to have small moments in our music. And then other times we're starving for some rowdiness and
right.
some fun. So it's just, it's, either way, really.
Yeah,
that's the beauty of it.
Well, this year has really been kind of a watershed year for y'all. I mean, the group collectively, you've all been together for what, about 8 or 9 years, but River Wireless for about 4 now, right?
Right.
But just thinking about some of the events that that you've taken part in and had an opportunity to enjoy. I mean, everything from South by Southwest and World Cafe and some rather big festivals, Hopscotch and such. I mean, are there big moments this year that stand out with y'all?
Well, the support for Horse Feathers was really good for us. We played some rooms we've always wanted to play, like the Bowery Ballroom in New York. The festivals are always fun. We enjoy playing at Floyd Fest, and we played at a barbecue fest down this way earlier, and that was fun. I don't know. It's we have many moments where we feel like we're making it big, and we have many moments where we feel like we're at the bottom of the
right.
barrel. So this year, I think just being together, working together, being collaborative, getting to play some cool rooms, and the World Cafe stuff is great, and we've definitely had many fun moments, and Hopscotch was a lot of fun, and people showed up at our shows, and we were kind of surprised. I don't know why. It was just... it's a lot of it is really rewarding. I think we've stayed in music for 8 or 9 years because there are those glimpses of the fact that people do hear you and they do care, and that music is still a shared entity.
Well, it's resonating with people. I would think you had a particular song that was picked out by the Asheville Tourism Development Authority,
yeah.
right? A wonderful little number, and I'm sure that you got tremendous exposure out of that video and audio spread all over the countryside.
We did. I just noticed that the other day, that video's gotten a lot of views, and it's an honor to be tied to Asheville. To be recognized by your city is really cool, especially when you're in a really cool city. You want to be buddies.
There you go.
Yeah, that type of stuff is important. And I think it's we can't see beyond our own world sometimes. We work really hard and we're very close. We're a family, River Wireless is. And then sometimes we can't see beyond the vision that we've created together. You know, when someone asks us what type of music we play, it's hard to tell. We don't know. Or how are you doing in the world of music? We don't know. Music's ever changing. And how big is your fan base? I have no idea. The internet exists. I'll never be able to tell you if people are here or not. And I'll have a friend come and say, wow, you guys are really doing well. And I'm like, really? We are?
It's hard
and then
to tell.
I'll have someone say, oh, I've never heard of you guys. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. It's just hard to tell. So these big moments are special in the sense that we know that it's working.
It's growing.
We need constant gratification. We need to know that it's working, or else our confidence will drop. So
right.
The Asheville thing was a big deal. It was nice for us.
Sweet. Hallie Anderson here at WNCW doing a little guest DJ with me this afternoon. She's got another couple songs picked out for us. This one's going to go in a different direction. We hinted at it earlier before there was a miscommunication, but this would be our pseudo jazz thing.
Yeah, I picked this record up in Goodwill on Tunnel Road. I saw this cool-looking record, and I just picked it up because it looked cool. And I've been listening. I've listened to it hundreds of times. It's called Introducing Hetzela Sounds is the name of the record. And the song is Patience by Hugh Masekela.
Thank you.
WNCW is what you're listening to. A little tune from Hugh Masekela from over there in the wonderful continent of Africa. Patience, the name of that track, as picked out by our guest DJ, Hallie Anderson. All right, man, your playlist here is getting a bit divergent. That's good. We've got
sorry.
I've
never done the DJ thing before.
This is fun. Yeah. This is very fun.
Yeah.
All right. So, so much of your writing, and I have to say, the rest of the guys as well, tends to have a lot of literary references. So it feels like. Is that ground in literary mind? So, does everybody continue to read and absorb new ideas? You know,
yeah, that's a dangerous question because it elicits an eloquent answer. But yes, I think everybody's reading.
Yeah,
and even on the tour, not necessarily reading, but books on tape or listening to different podcasts or anything that just keeps the brain ticking and keeps us thinking. Lyrics. Poetry, all of it is food to be able to work within a literary concept, I suppose. Yeah. But yeah, Alex, our drummer, he's a writer and he's working on a novel, and he's probably reads the most out of our group. He's always has a book in his hands, and he's got 4 or 5 taking up room in the van. But yeah, we all do when we have time. It's tough with tour.
Right.
I would say that lyrics are very important to us as listeners and as writers. I think they're just as important as the music in what we're doing. So we pay a lot of attention. Not that anyone else doesn't, but we definitely pay a lot of attention, and we want them to sound to be thoughtful. And writers, or every word counts. You can take a sentence that's fluffy, and every word needs to be very poignant and very special to the idea of the sentence. And I think that we attempt that as a writer might. In our lyrics.
Well, the beauty of your music is that in many, many cases, it is delicate and open enough that the lyrics invite your scrutiny. And that's a beautiful thing. They're not obscured. So many artists produce their stuff so heavily that maybe you can't capture what they're trying to say.
We put a lot of stock in the lyrics, and it's been difficult lately to understand what good lyrics are, because sometimes I'll get into my head about writing like this really profound statement, or trying to write a profound statement, let's say, or writing about something obscure or something that belongs to me. But I battle with the, should I write something that everyone can identify with, which sometimes requires a more vague statement so that everybody can attach their personal stories. Is that a better lyric? I don't know. Right. You know, a simple song might be the better lyric because more people can identify with it. My struggle with lyrics lately has been how thick, how deep do I get? I want it to be meaningful, and I want it to be thoughtful and important, but I don't want it to exclude anybody or anything or any concept. And that's difficult. That's what the real good songwriters do.
Right.
And I'm still growing. I think we all are, and we're growing into trying to be better, trying to do that.
Boom. Like that. And I would say that's probably a pretty good setup for your next song.
Yeah. Karen Dalton is special to me in that way. She can sing about something very simple, and it gets to me. Even though I'm not in that position or the character in her story, it's still
resonates.
Something that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this next song is by Karen Dalton. It's called Same Old Man.
Thank you.
It's WNCW. Wrapping up a little guest DJ session here with Hallie Anderson and River Wireless's version of that old Christmas nugget there. Everybody needs a jingle bell.
That's an old one.
Beautiful. And before that, we did catch one from Karen Dalton, the old folk singer there, giving you Same Old Man. Once again, a review of the upcoming shows for River Wireless. We got a show on December the 10th, just a couple days away at the Willow Tree in Johnson City, Tennessee. The 11th in the Queen City of Charlotte playing the Evening Muse. And then on December the 12th, back at home in West Asheville playing the Isis. Hallie, it's been a real pleasure to have you in.
Oh, I've had a blast.
Excellent. So the next time when the album is ready to drop, we'll get you back into Studio B and maybe preview a little bit.
Oh, that would be fun.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thanks, Scotty.
Of course. Of course. Up next, we head towards maybe a little fiddle music with Casey Dreesen.